13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.
Hey, it's Bex here, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet amazing people. This week, you can hear my chat with the awesome Nadia Shireen about her release of the brand new Grimwood book, Attack of the Stink Monster. We're venturing back to Grimwood in this massively funny third book in her best-selling series. So I started off by asking her, if we haven't read the book before, where do we find our main characters in this instalment?
Our character, the main character, so Ted and Nancy, who you mentioned, if you go to Grimwood book one, which is just called Grimwood, it's the one with the yellow cover. So that's where we first meet Ted and Nancy, and they are foxes, but they are foxes who are, they are urban foxes. So you know how we have, you know, you see foxes wandering around the streets and maybe under your shed or rifling around in bins because as we humans have kind of built more roads and houses, we've kind of slightly moved into the areas where foxes would normally live. Also, we have loads of leftover food. So foxes have now learned to live in our human cities, right? So Grimwood starts with Ted and Nancy, who live in a big city. It could be London or Manchester or Birmingham or New York. I don't really name the city. And then for complicated reasons involving Ted's eating what he thinks is a hot dog, they have to run away. So someone says, go to the countryside. You'll be safe in the countryside because some baddies want to get them. And the thing is, when I was a kid, I grew up kind of near the countryside, and foxes are also woodland creatures. So you'd think that these foxes would know what they're doing, but they're urban foxes. They're used to living in a city. So when they get to Grimwood, which is the countryside, they're like, hang on, where are the fried chicken shops? Like, where do we charge our mobile phones? They're really confused by the countryside. And they think Ted, who's the little brother, he's really excited. Nancy's the big sister. She's quite tough. And she thinks Grimwood's full of crazy animals. And she'd be right.
She's right. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
She's right. Ted's really excited to meet the locals. And they think, oh, countryside animals, they'll be really gentle and fluffy. They'll be like, don't know if you're familiar with The Wind in the Willows or Winnie the Pooh or those books. Mm-hmm. And those books, they always describe the countryside and countryside animals as, you know, they're very lovely and cozy and all the rest of it. Grimwood is not like that. All the animals in Grimwood are a little bit bananas, it's safe to say. So we follow Ted and Nancy through their journey to Grimwood and meeting all the interesting characters who live in Grimwood.
I mean, perfectly summed up, Nadia. I absolutely loved the first Grimwood. Uh-huh. And so I was thrilled that it's become quite a cult series, I would say.
Yeah, I'm starting to get some really great fan mail. And I think once you kind of get on board and you're in the Grimwood Club, like, the readers get really intense. They have like their favorite characters and they're really into the whole world, which I love. I mean, it's brilliant. I feel it makes me feel like Grimwood is a lot bigger than just me. I've written the books, but then, you know, it's up for the readers to kind of live there and get carried away with it. So it's brilliant. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned you've got lots of different characters. I quite like, is it Eric Dynamite, the little kind of guy who kind of slightly just adds in his own comments every now and again, but who's your favorite to maybe read or write about?
Honestly, it's impossible for me to pick a favorite because they all have different personalities and I really enjoy, I mean, so Eric Dynamite, who you mentioned, he's actually a woodlouse and he narrates the books. And the reason I put him in is because Grimwood is quite weird. Like, there are lots of jokes, there are lots of drawings. It's also like sometimes it just makes no sense. I just start writing like really out there stuff. And I thought, every now and then, like, readers might get confused. So Eric Dynamite pops in to go, hey, readers, this is strange, isn't it? How are you doing? So I like writing him. Ted's best friend is a bunny called Willow, like a hyperactive bunny called Willow. And she's really cute, but if anyone calls her cute, she gets angry and karate chops them. So I like writing her. I love writing a character called Sharon the Party Crow, who loads of mums and dads seem to be really into Sharon the Party Crow as well. She is like, as the name suggests, she's obsessed with partying and that's all she does. And she's got a catchphrase, which is awooga, awooga. And she DJs and like, she's just always partying. It's quite exhausting. So she's fun to write.
I mean, quite aspirational though. Always partying, yeah. Always on the go. Love
always.
It.
Always. She never stops.
Big fan. I've got to say as well, like, you really succeed in making the books funny. I think it's really hard to make a genuinely laugh out loud funny book. Was that something you were dead set on when you wrote it? Were you like, this is going to be a funny, funny series?
Yeah, I mean, I think I just, luckily, that's kind of, like, I naturally enjoy making stuff that makes me laugh. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's just what I'm suited to. I think other books, you know, I'll read other books that are just so emotional and about really heavy subjects. And I'm full of admiration. And I think they're fantastic books. I just don't think, I haven't really got it in me to write that kind of book. This is just like naturally how I write. I think sometimes, especially with young readers, people don't realise how funny we all are, regardless of your age. So sometimes you'll watch a TV show or read something that's designed for children and it just really talks down and it's not funny. And I think if something doesn't make me laugh, why should it make anyone else laugh? It doesn't matter how old they are, whether they're 6 or 60, like the same things make us all laugh. So I know, I mean, that's really great to hear that you think they're funny.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely are. Now, just in case people are thinking, oh my goodness, what happens in this book? We've got, as you say in the title, a big stinky monster.
Yep, there's a big stink monster who has taken over Grimwood and is causing chaos. And Willow, Ted and Nancy and the rest of the gang, they take it upon themselves to become, well, especially Willow. She wants to become a monster hunter.
Don't we all?
Yeah, and track down this monster and see what it wants with them. With Grimwood.
Now, I'm not going to give too much away, but can we just can just say, will we expect more from the gang? Do you have more up your sleeve?
100%. Yeah, we've definitely got more Grimwood books coming. There are just too many funny characters and too many scenarios to get them into. So, yep, I'm just finishing working on Grimwood 4, so that will be out soon. And need to start thinking up ideas for Grimwood 5, I guess. Yeah, if any of your listeners, if you've got any great ideas for Grimwood 5... You won't get any money, but just send all your ideas in.
And, yeah, sure.
I'll copy your ideas. I think that's okay, isn't it? I can't get into trouble. Will I get into trouble?
No, because no one will be able to prove it. It's fine.
Right.
I mean, yes, there's this recorded bit here, but apart from that, who knows? No, it doesn't matter.
It's our little secret. Us and the listeners. It's our secret.
Oh my goodness, we can have a little club. Now, before I let you go, Nadia, we do a little quick fire round of questions with every author who comes to Fun Kids. Is that okay to do it with you now?
Amazing. I'm excited. Yep.
All right. No pressure. There's no right or wrong answers apart from the last question, so don't stress.
Okay.
First up, books or Kindles?
Books.
Everybody says it. Heroes or villains?
Villains.
Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Oh, TV.
Ted or Nancy?
I refuse to answer.
Yeah, that's fair. I just thought I'd test you. I don't ask everybody that question. That was just for you.
That would be weird.
That would be weird, wouldn't it? Beginnings or endings?
Beginnings.
Hogwarts or Narnia?
Narnia?
Okay. A questionable Narnia, but we'll take it. A laptop or write by hand?
Laptop, but then I draw by hand. So can I have both?
You can, you can. You know what? I wondered what you'd say because I know obviously you illustrate as well as, as well as write. Do you work and write 9 to 5 or do you do it whenever you fancy?
I do it all the time. Just 24 hours a day. I never sleep.
Do you prefer illustrating or writing?
I get bored of one and I think, oh, I hate writing so much. And then I do some illustrating and then I go, oh, illustrating is so awful. I wish I could write again. And I just flip flop between the two.
I love it. You have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and the worst.
Yeah, well, sure. Paddington Bear or Winnie the Pooh?
I'm going to say Winnie the Pooh, but that's only because I don't like marmalade.
You know what? Somebody did say recently that question boils down to marmalade or honey.
It does, basically. I like honey, so I'll say Winnie the Pooh, but no offence, Paddington. Like, I love you too.
Okay, I'll let him know when he gets in touch. And finally, the last one. This is the big one. Salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Oh, salt and vinegar. That's really easy. Yeah,
correct.
I don't eat cheese or cheese flavoured items.
So it was always going to be salt and vinegar.
Always. I mean, that's a really easy one. Yeah.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? I mean, that's my answer, and that is the correct answer, in my opinion.
Cheese and onion.
Don't get me started, Nadia, because those people, I'm very close to terminating the interview when somebody says cheese and onion is the answer.
Correct. Yeah, I think you should just slam. It. Yeah, just go. Okay, interview's over.
Yeah, laptop over, closed.
Yeah.
Honestly, you'd be surprised. But you got the correct answer, so I can actually tell everybody that Grimwood Attack of the Stink Monster is going to be out. Well, it's out already, but it's out in paperback very soon.
Yeah.
And there's more on the way. Nadia, thank you so much for telling us all about it.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
That was the rather brilliant Nadia Shireen about her new release, Grimwood Attack of the Stink Monster. You've been listening to Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet amazing people. And remember, you can hear more outstanding authors like Nadia on the Fun Kids Bookworms podcast, wherever it is you get your podcasts, every other Wednesday. Bye!
13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.